from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there's always going to be an adjustment period, right? Yeah, there's always some people like the Justin Jeffersons that can go for 1,500 yards as a rookie and don't blink, or some of the quarterbacks that's natural. But it's an adjustment, right? You put pads on, and then it's an adjustment of, hey, I can run routes like this, but now once I put that stuff on tape and teams see, hey, this is how I'm playing it. Well, you know, what's my next move? What's my toolbox look like? And so he's doing a good job of taking the coaching, working it. He might go out to practice, and it might be a one-on-one rep, and he doesn't win, and I'm saying, good job. Yeah. And it might be a one-on-one rep that he wins, and I'm saying, you won, but that's not what we're looking for. You had a toe tap on the sideline, those type of things. And so
Joe Brady yesterday, speaking on Keon Coleman. Joe Brady on Keon Coleman. Liked our chat with Brady.
I did too.
He tweets every game after they win. He tweets 1-0.
Yeah.
And that's it. 1-0. I liked his answer for why he's on Twitter. I was in college. I had to recruit. You have to be on Twitter.
Yep.
But he doesn't want to tweet anything other than 1-0. 1-0.
The day he does tweet something different, though, it'll be momentous.
He also, He also asked him about coming to Buffalo, and he said when he got let go in Carolina, he didn't want to just go for another OC job.
Right.
He wanted to get in a good spot.
Yep.
I think he did that. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
What are the odds he's one and done here?
That's a good question.
That could be either. I don't think it would be firing him unless they they were like 25th in offense.
No, I think I think it's more likely he would be poached versus let go.
He already did. He only have the one interview. Atlanta, maybe. Atlanta interviewed a lot of candidates, like 20 candidates, and he was one of them. And that might have been the only one.
What are the chances that
for head coach
he leaves to be a head coach? I would say that should be a big underdog. I don't want to put like actual odds on it. I bet he's the guy for a year or two. Because let's be real. Let's treat him like any other, like a quarterback or a head coach. This is his first year with a chance to build an offense. He has Josh Allen. I'm speaking like from McDermott's side of things. But he was just forced to overhaul the receiving room.
Yeah.
And he's on a team that has $62 million in dead cap. Don't you think it's likely that if whatever the season becomes, that they look at it and say, like, okay, Joe, here's $30 million. What do you want to do with it? Is that a guard and another guard? Is it two guards? I mean, Cyrus Horns is fine. Is that another receiver of Curtis Samuel's caliber? Is that, hey, we had a good time with Tyrell Shavers, MVS, and Mac Hollins, but we need that player to be whoever that might be. Not even saying like you're chasing Brandon Ayuk, but you know, the Bills page. I was thinking about this point the other day about their offense and where they are. Good morning, by the way. Jeremy and Joe, happy Friday. I was thinking about this because how many guys did they sign for short-term deals? Right?
Most of them.
Right.
Or even...
So,
well, not all of them. Samuel signed a three-year deal.
Samuel's here. We know that. He's here for a couple of years. But if you look at their, like the Mac Hollinses and MVS and some of these other lower tier guys, like there's the potential to turn the offense over relatively quickly with some of the more depth. I mean, Shakir is 2 years left on his deal.
Yep.
James Cook has 2 years left. Knox has two left based on when the cap would make sense.
Kincaid's still the rookie contract. The line, I think it's only Spencer Brown who is up after this year.
But here's what would leave off the offense after 1 year.
Yeah.
Ty Johnson, Darrington Evans, Mac Hollins, Chase Claypool, KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella, MVS, he gets money, but he would still not be here another year.
And then Spencer Brown on the line.
Spencer Brown on the line.
That's not a lot. That's not much.
Well,
and that you would have more cap flexibility next year because this year you're eating so much dead cap.
Well, it's not that many positions, but it's as easy as take out Mac Hollins and MVS and Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
And I've got $60 million to spend. Wouldn't I spend 13 on somebody? Might the Bills be a team that goes out and gets, not this exact player, but Gabe Davis? Hey, we need a boundary guy. I mean, maybe that's not the right exact type.
But that level of player?
Sure, right.
Gabe Davis. Secondary receiver.
Or we'll go out and we'll get our Calvin Ridley. Maybe that's T. Higgins. I don't mean to only focus it on receiver. The point is, you're asking me about Brady, and I'm thinking he gets more than just a year.
With this offense.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless they're number one in the league, and then maybe he's a head coach.
Dorsey got a year and a half of his own offense and then was fired. And Dable, what?
Sorry, I just I looked up just on happenstance 2025 free agent wide receivers just to see like who's available other than like T. Higgins and the guys we often talk about. You know who number one on the list is?
Diggs.
Yeah.
The Bills have the chance to do the funniest thing ever.
Just bring
and bring him back.
Bring him back. And you get the second round pick you can use on something.
Bring him back. And then
the funniest thing of all time.
He reads mean tweets of people that liked him and then hated him and then like him again.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing ever.
Yep.
No, they're not going
to
bring back.
He comes back to the Undertaker theme song at training camp. I think I probably agree with you. And also, if you want to read into like trends in the league, it's going to be different owners, whatnot. This last coaching cycle was not just, hey, let's go hire all the super young offensive minds.
Right.
There were a couple, but who were the offensive guys that got hired? Dave Canales in Carolina and Brian Callahan in Tennessee. Otherwise, who'd you get? Dan Quinn, veteran defensive coach. Gerard Mayo, up-and-coming defensive coach. Harbaugh, just more of a kind of a titan of industry than anything. Raheem Morris, veteran defensive coach. Mike McDonald, young defense. Like, it was more kind of the other way. And Brady is a guy, a type that has been getting a lot of looks, right? He's 34 years old. Think of that. His first offensive coordinating job in the NFL in Carolina that we'll often reach back to see if there's anything to pick up from, that was 4 years ago. He was an offensive coordinator in the league at 30 years old. And 4 years later, he's still very young for that position. So I think probably a second year, no matter what. But I wouldn't want to rule out at all that he could be gone after 1 year. I mean, you would hope not, depending on how it goes. I would think it probably goes pretty well. But yeah, I like the point of, you know, what's he going to want at the end of the year? Even if they're pretty good, if they have all that money, aren't they going to want to go like an all-in type of, not even all-in type of move, just aren't they going to want to upgrade the offense? The guys that they have on these one-year deals, your Mac Hollinses, your Chase Claypools, your MVSs, you can get those guys any year you want. Right?
Yeah.
When you're the Bills with Josh Allen, you lose a guy like that, you just bring another one in that's the same level of player.
There'll be an endless supply of $2 million receivers willing to come in.
Like, those guys you replace by snapping your fingers. But next year might be more of, okay, is there another big move on the offense somewhere for him to play with? And I'd want to think that the answer to the question is going to end up being yes. Unless Keon Coleman's like a 1,000-yard receiver. The clip coming in there is like, hey, not everybody's Justin Jefferson. And that clip, too, I did think about this last night, that they are talking about Coleman, I think, differently than they were talking about Kincaid a year ago. Wasn't the messaging on Kincaid, you wouldn't even know this guy's a rookie. Like, stepped right in, you know, doesn't look like a rookie every day at practice. And with Coleman, it's a lot more of, how many times did he say the word adjustment in that clip coming in? It's just, it feels like it's different. Coleman right now at his position versus Kincaid last year at his position.
Consistency and adjustment, right? Like the learning curve.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair. Eager to see him on, we'll see if he gets preseason action.
How much will he play?
Do you want Coleman to get preseason action?
Yes.
I promise you one thing today. I'm going to guarantee you one thing today. The Bills are going to throw an end zone spinning jumping pass to Keon Coleman.
In the preseason?
Yes. Tonight. Tonight at the Blue and Red.
Tonight at the Blue and Red?
They will absolutely be throwing those corner passes to Keon Coleman. You've seen that highlight 50 times.
The one where he was going up against a positional coach?
It might have been like a grad assistant. But doesn't matter. Whether he's in coverage or not, you're going to see that a million times. That's like his signature catch. High pointing the ball. He gives them, you know, catch radius. You can see that tonight.
I think he should play like whole halves in the preseason.
Oof. I would like to disagree. I would go with not at all. Don't even care that he's a rookie. I don't care. He's important. If you're important, you shouldn't play. That's what I would. That's where I land.
Well, that's the question. I wonder, he's important for the long term. How important is he right away?
Important.
Is he more important than Mac Hollins is right now to their offense?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't know the way they're talking about him, the way he looks out there. He looks like what was billed. He makes crazy good catches. You see athletic profile there, and you see some things that are really sloppy. And then they've got this veteran, big-bodied receiver that blocks. He can high point the ball, too. Not like Coleman. It's not nearly as flashy or even as consistent, I'm sure. That Allen talks about and they seem to love. And I'm wondering if he, early in the first couple of games of the year, is going to be a guy that's out-snapping Keon Coleman. I think that's very realistic. And to is someone that, especially at his age, he's someone I bet you don't see in the preseason.
If that happens, that Mac Hollins out-snaps Keon Coleman in the early stages of the season, I will be ready for those phone calls that McDermott does not play rookies. Right?
Oh, they'll come.
For sure. That reputation, that perception, rather, is out there, even though I think it's easily disproven.
Right.
I think I realized why I don't want golf in the Olympics.
Why is that?
Maybe it's the format. There's no.
Is it just a normal format?
Yeah, it's a golf tournament. There's no cut, right?
There's no cut.
Why is Wyndham Clark playing golf in Paris on round four? He starts.
When
He'll start round four 13 strokes back.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, he's there.
Right.
Why not play?
But it's not a team format.
Uh-huh.
This is a golf tournament where you go and you play if you are going to a charity golf tournament and you realize, oh, none of my shots actually matter, not even for the team.
Right.
Wyndham Clark is the duffer in a scramble. He's not. They're not using a single one of his shots.
Is that different, though, than other sports? Like, I was watching the gymnastics yesterday, and the girl that was representing Italy was, like, she's going into the fifth. She's going into the floor exercise, which was the fifth of the events, and she had zero chance, but she still went out there and did it.
But the fifth for that day?
For that day.
Wyndham Clark is going 4 days of golf. He doesn't. Why are they having no cut? Why is he out there?
So you just want a cut?
I want to know why. Yeah. He's just out.
What if he shoots a 56?
He's not going to do that.
You know, like. Also, what is he? He's 2 over par, yes. So he's... Okay, yeah, he is. He's 13 back.
He was quite obviously not deserving of being there because the U.S. didn't take DeChambeau, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think you're just mad Wyndham Clark is there.
Nah. I guess that might be it. You might be right about
golf
that.
Should be in the Olympics.
Why?
It's one of the top sports in the world, isn't it? Deserving of being there. They're throwing cannonballs out here as a sport. I can't get golf out there.
I love golf. At the risk of our NASCAR athletes drivers as a topic, what is the least impressive sport to be in the Olympics at? Is it not golf?
Speedwalking. Artistic
You're
swimming.
Not getting me off speedwalking.
Artistic swimmers.
No, artistic spinning.
That's way harder than, I shouldn't say, golf's like super hard.
I was going to say, are you saying it's the easiest sport at the Olympics?
No, I'm saying it's just, it doesn't translate with, for me, it doesn't really translate with the Olympic Games. Many other sports do. I mean, some, you've got shooting, you've got everything.
Yep.
Crazy.
Breaking. Break dancing.
Okay. Yeah, golf just doesn't do it. If it were a team event, I would get behind it. I find it really tough. Xander Schauffele leads, Matsuyama leads, Fleetwood leads Rahm. Okay, that's a golf tournament. That's not bad.
It's a golf tournament at the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Olympics. I mean, what do you want?
Here it is.
The best in the world at what they do, and they're going at it.
That's
except
right.
For maybe Wyndham Clark.
When you say it like that, it's a golf tournament at the Olympics. It's almost like if you watched Bills Dolphins, but it's the Olympics. It looks the same as everything else you ever do. You've just decided there's a gold medal at the end of it.
But that's all of these sports, isn't it?
No, most of these sports, most of them, this is the only time you actually will see them. Right?
Right.
Let's go down the list of sports you'll see elsewhere. It's tennis and basketball.
Yeah.
And
golf.
Golf. And you don't see hammer throw once a 4 years.
It does happen, though, right?
It does.
It does happen.
Yes.
And looks the same as
the Olympics.
I'm sure they have world championships every year.
Yeah, so this is what it
rugby.
Is. The Olympics is determined by how unlikely you are to see a sport outside of the Olympics.
Uh-huh. So you only want the Olympic sports that you don't see for the 3 years in between.
Yes. I think that's right. Should they put cornhole in the Olympics? That's on ESPN now. Cornhole?
Yeah, once a year. With the ESPN, the Ocho Day, right?
No.
Or is it on more regularly?
It's definitely on more regularly than
really?
Once a year. Yeah.
When, at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Is pickleball going to make it to the Olympics?
Oh, for sure. Maybe not by 2028, but pickleball's getting to the Olympics at some point. Yeah, I'm good with. I like the. I mean, I'm this way with hockey. It drives me nuts that hockey hasn't had international play at the top level for 10 years of my life when it's my favorite sport. Like, basketball is getting a little more competitive than it used to be, so it's better. Like, I like, yes, Simone Biles and the swimming, Katie Ledecky, like all these other impressive athletes and events that I don't see between the 3 years. Like, that has its place. But I'm all in for give me the sports I love, but put flags on it and make it about national pride and, like, give me that all every day of the week. I guess that doesn't go to the golf, though. Like, the golf being a team event, I think would make it more in that direction.
I think that's probably right. Having it feel different as an event would probably make it, well, Olympic-y.
I know there are other individual Olympic events, but isn't this is part of the team conversation, right? Where if Schauffele wins, isn't it more about Xander Schauffele winning than U.S. gold medal?
Oh, without a doubt.
Versus if you had the four of them competing together and they won, then it's Team USA won golf.
Right. Definitely.
So you need it to be a team event then, is really, I think, where you end up here. Team USA carries more weight saying it than...
All right, ready? I'm going to get absolutely insane here.
All right.
Let's get stupid. Hit it. Let's get stupid. I got it. I'm ready.
Olympics, let's get stupid.
It's got to be different in order for... Listen, I don't have to be the person that says, like, you must please me, even though I am kind of doing that. Let's get stupid. Here's a golf format for the Olympics. Relay?
What does that mean?
That means Scheffler plays the first four, Schauffele plays the next four, Wyndham Clark the next four, Morikawa the next four, and then you get to pick your team captain for holes 17 and 18. Relay.
Or your closer, if you will.
Come on.
18.
Relay.
Relay golf?
We're into Scheffler's four holes now. Scheffler gave him a one-stroke lead to play with here. Relay.
Yeah. I still over 4 days?
Instead of 4 days, instead of Ryder Cup format, there's no other... You've never seen an Olympic relay in golf.
You're doing a one-day Olympic relay?
Maybe it can be 2 days.
Because what, I got Scottie Scheffler flying all the way to Paris to play four holes of golf?
Fine, make it 3 days. I don't care. The point is, it's a format that is different, that is a team event, that is picking a lineup that would give you something different. Relay.
It's good. Does this exist anywhere?
I've never even heard of it. A golf relay? Not speed golf.
Because you're only, if you show up to a course and you play four holes that day.
How about three-man teams? You play six. Four-man teams, pick three a day, each play six holes, go four rounds.
Yeah.
Relay.
What if you had 14-man teams and you're only allowed one club per player?
You're designated.
14-man, you're designated.
Designated iron. Yeah. Okay.
So DeChambeau, you're the driver.
Now.
And Scheffler, you're the 7-iron. And Schauffele, you're the putter.
Mickelson's
here
to hit.
That's all you do.
He's going to hit the wedge.
You're the Olympic putter.
Cam Smith is putting for, where's he, Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
All right.
No, not Cam. You'd have that cheat Adam Scott with his 20-foot putter as the Australian putter.
Steve in Texas. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I'm just chiming in on the Olympic golf thing. I think that the tournament format is, it's kind of played out and bogus for really what an Olympic sport is about. It would be a little bit more challenging, or just, if we're going to get viewership, you kind of set these guys up like they used to do on that big break show that they had on the Golf Channel, where they're, have them, one of the events, and they just come up with scoring. It's like, hey, they're behind a tree, and they got to flop it over a tree, and, whoever lands it closest, they get points, or they just basically a bunch of trick shots, but some other stuff. You do driving, putts, just something to make it entertaining. It's saturated with the golf tournaments.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Do you just want to, okay.
Like NFL punt, pass, and kick, but for golf. Drive, chip, and putt. It's a radical idea. If we've decided that my issue with this is that it's just a regular golf tournament, and you know, wrapped in the rest of the Olympics, to me that feels out of place. So I want a format change.
How about are you on a format? Do you want something radical? Format change, make the Olympics different?
More radical than what you just suggested, which is one player per club?
Yeah, I think I got something more radical than that. All ready? Right. Two holes. Every green has two holes. So depending on where you are, you decide, like, oh, I'm kind of in between here. Do I want to go uphill on the hole to the left here? Do I want to go 8 feet a little further over here to the right? Two different holes. They've got it's the easiest thing to do in the world. They change the holes every day. Just do two of them. Two-hole golf. You get to pick right. Which one you go for.
Let's just start getting really wild and borrow things from the golf world. Reverse mulligans. We're going to introduce reverse mulligans in match play.
Meaning?
A reverse mulligan is when somebody hits a shot, you're allowed to say, you got to take that away and hit it again. You got to hit it again.
So if I pipe one right down the middle on my drive, you can just go, you're going to have to do that again.
Yeah, you stick one to 8 feet for birdie, and like, you got to hit that again.
Reverse mulligan.
You have to spin a wheel of clubs, and whatever it lands on, no matter where you are, you have to use that club.
Oh, so I'm using this, by the way. Even if I'm just golfing with my friends, I feel like are we doing breakfast balls? Are we doing mulligans? You get a mulligan, but I get a reverse mulligan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
You've never heard of the reverse mulligan?
I've never heard of that.
Take away somebody's shot.
That is so good. No, I've not heard of that.
There was a video DeChambeau. I don't remember who he was playing with, but he did a challenge. It might have been Gareth Bale. I think it was Gareth Bale. They're doing a thing on his YouTube channel, and he gave Gareth Bale, who's a pretty good golfer, you pick whatever club you want. I have a deck of cards. It was like 160-yard par 3. And whatever the card was picked was what DeChambeau was going to have to play that club in and see if he could get closer than Gareth Bale. And they pulled the card, and it was a 3-wood. So DeChambeau had to hit a 3-wood 160 and choke up and lay off it. And he got it. He still played it pretty well on the green, but he was not closer than Bale on the shot.
What, he hit it like a 30% swing, basically?
Next.
Like a chip.
Next stupid Friday, August conversation, Olympic golf tournament suggestion, three-club tournament.
Three-club tournament.
Yeah, okay. Three-club tournaments. You ever played in a three-club tournament?
No.
It's a lot of fun.
What do you go for? Driver?
You'd probably go for, like, hybrid.
Okay.
8-iron.
Putter?
Putter. Sometimes three-club.
Putter count?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
Play everything normal and then do the last round under the lights. Night golf.
Night golf. Glow balls.
I have those. They work.
I'm stuck on this relay. I need relay.
Relay. Just keep golf for the Olympics.
I mean, alternate shot's pretty good, too. It's a relay.
Yeah. Instead, we just have stroke play.
Yeah, just a stroke play four-round tournament with, you know, no cut.
Yeah. At least we have the big names at the top.
That's right. Yeah, it ends up being a good tournament. The galleries have been pretty good, too. The French players are getting a ton of support from their home crowd, as one would expect.
There were five guys dressed up as the Mona Lisa just a minute ago on the TV screen. Like, they had, like, foam costumes on, and their heads were where Mona Lisa
were. Is the person in the picture, by the way, named Mona Lisa, or is that just the name of the painting? I was going to say, are they dressed as Mona? But I don't know if that's actually Mona. Or is someone dressed as, like, the frame?
The plural is Mona's Lisa.
What?
I'm kidding. Like runs batted in, R's B-I, you know? Uh-huh. Holes in one. It's Mona's Lisa.
Mona's Lisa. Right,
we'll take a break before we get, I don't know, too far down wherever we're going.
I'm reserving the right to decide if I like the Olympic golf until Sunday. I want to see how much drama it feels like there actually is at the end. Then I'll decide.
When we get back, there was a write-in vote to our crazy poll yesterday that got a couple of votes. The question was, all right, you find out the Bills are not going to win the Super Bowl. Which would be better? What would mean more to you? They win the conference and go to the Super Bowl, but lose it. Or Josh Allen wins the MVP, and they don't go to the Super Bowl. So that web poll went up, and we had a little conversation about that. It was a tough question. A write-in vote that appeared more times than I thought it would on what would be the best-case scenario to happen if the Bills didn't win the Super Bowl. The write-in vote that came in way more than I expected. I'll tell you what that was next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.